Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to excel in describing a leadership role for IELTS speaking, expert tips and sample answers. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I understand the importance of being well prepared for questions about leadership experiences. This topic frequently appears in IELTS speaking tests and is likely to remain relevant in future exams. In this comprehensive guide, I'll provide you with expert strategies, sample answers, and key vocabulary to help you confidently discuss a time when you had to take on a leadership role. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about leadership. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you think leadership skills are important in today's world? Sample answer: Absolutely. I believe leadership skills are crucial in today's rapidly changing world. Effective leaders can inspire and guide teams towards common goals, which is essential in both professional and personal contexts. Moreover, leadership skills like communication, decision-making, and problem-solving are valuable in various aspects of life, not just in managerial positions. In my opinion, developing these skills can significantly enhance one's career prospects and personal growth. Part 2, Long-Term. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to take on a leadership role. You should say what the situation was, why you had to take on this role, what you did as a leader, and explain how you felt about this experience. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I unexpectedly had to step into a leadership role during a group project at university. The situation arose during our final year when we were assigned a complex marketing project for a local business. Our original team leader suddenly fell ill just 2 weeks before the deadline, leaving us in a precarious position. As the person with the most comprehensive understanding of the project, I felt compelled to take on the leadership role. My fellow team members were also looking to me for guidance, which further solidified my decision to step up. In my role as the impromptu leader, I immediately organized a team meeting to reassess our progress and reallocate tasks. I delegated responsibilities based on each member's strengths and established a clear timeline for completion. Additionally, I set up daily check-ins to ensure we were on track and to address any challenges promptly. Throughout this experience, I felt a mix of emotions. Initially, I was apprehensive about the added responsibility, especially given the tight deadline. However, as we made progress, I began to feel more confident and empowered. The experience was ultimately very rewarding, as it allowed me to discover leadership qualities I didn't know I possessed. Looking back, this experience was a significant turning point for me. It not only helped us successfully complete the project, but also boosted my self-confidence and honed my leadership skills. I learned the importance of adaptability, clear communication, and team motivation in a leadership role. Examiner's follow-up questions. How did your team members respond to your leadership? What was the most challenging aspect of taking on this role? Sample answers. My team members responded positively to my leadership. They appreciated the clear direction and structured approach I brought to the project. I made sure to foster an open environment where everyone felt comfortable sharing their ideas and concerns. This collaborative atmosphere led to increased engagement and productivity within the team. The most challenging aspect was balancing assertiveness with empathy. I needed to ensure we met our deadlines while also being understanding of the pressure everyone was under. Managing different personalities and keeping everyone motivated in a high-stress situation required a delicate touch. I learned the importance of active listening and flexible leadership to address individual needs while keeping the team focused on our collective goal. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner: Do you think leadership skills can be learned, or are they innate? Sample answer: I firmly believe that leadership skills can be developed and honed over time, although some individuals may have a natural predisposition towards leadership. While certain traits like charisma might come more naturally to some, the core competencies of effective leadership, such as strategic thinking, emotional intelligence, and decision-making, can definitely be learned and improved through experience and dedicated effort. Many successful leaders attribute their growth to mentorship, formal training, and real-world experiences. For instance, Skills like active listening, conflict resolution, and team motivation are often acquired through practice and reflection. Moreover, as the business landscape evolves, leaders must continuously adapt and learn new skills, which supports the idea that leadership is an ongoing learning process. That said, I think the most effective leaders combine learned skills with a genuine passion for guiding others. This combination of acquired competencies and intrinsic motivation often results in the most impactful leadership. Examiner: how has the concept of leadership changed in recent years? Sample answer: the concept of leadership has undergone significant transformations in recent years, largely driven by changes in technology, workplace dynamics, and societal expectations. Firstly, there's been a shift from autocratic to more collaborative leadership styles. Modern leaders are expected to facilitate and empower rather than simply direct. This change reflects the growing recognition of the value of diverse perspectives and collective intelligence in problem solving. Secondly, the rise of remote and hybrid work models has necessitated new leadership approaches. Leaders now need to be adept at virtual team management, fostering cohesion, and maintaining productivity across distributed teams. This requires enhanced digital literacy and the ability to leverage technology for effective communication and collaboration. Furthermore, there's an increasing emphasis on ethical leadership and social responsibility. Leaders are now expected to consider the broader impact of their decisions on society and the environment, not just on profit margins. This shift aligns with growing consumer and employee expectations for businesses to be socially conscious. Lastly, the concept of agile leadership has gained prominence. In today's fast-paced, uncertain business environment, leaders must be able to adapt quickly, make decisions with incomplete information, and guide their teams through constant change. These evolving expectations have made leadership more complex, but also more inclusive and responsive to the needs of both employees and society at large. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To take the helm, idiom. To take control or assume leadership. Pronunciation, take helm. Example, when the project manager resigned, Sarah had to take the helm to ensure its completion. To rise to the occasion, idiom. To show that you can deal with a difficult situation successfully. Pronunciation, rise to ken. Example, despite his initial doubts, John rose to the occasion and led the team to victory. To delegate responsibilities, phrase, to give parts of a task to other people. Pronunciation, delegate abilities. Example, a good leader knows how to delegate responsibilities effectively to maximize team efficiency. To foster a collaborative environment, phrase, to encourage cooperation and teamwork. Pronunciation, foster environment. Example, her leadership style fostered a collaborative environment where all ideas were valued. Transformational leadership, noun, a leadership approach that causes change in individuals and social systems. Pronunciation, SIP. Example, the CEO's transformational leadership style inspired employees to exceed their own expectations. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing leadership roles, use a variety of sophisticated vocabulary and idiomatic expressions related to leadership. Provide specific examples from your personal experience to illustrate your points. Demonstrate critical thinking by discussing both the challenges and benefits of leadership roles. Practice speaking about different aspects of leadership to improve your fluency and confidence. Reflect on real-world leadership scenarios to develop well-rounded perspectives on the topic. Remember, the key to excelling in this topic is not just about knowing leadership theories, but about articulating your thoughts clearly and confidently. Regular practice and expanding your vocabulary will significantly enhance your performance. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find our articles on how to describe a time you had to manage a project and how to talk about a time you felt very confident, helpful in preparing for similar topics. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.